Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. Once again, we have another very exciting edition of the Interview Hour on the way. We are joined today by an absolute legend of the game, someone who I had the absolute pleasure of watching perform live last night in London, someone whose EP is out there and is doing absolute bits across the globe. Diamond Platnumz joins us on the line. How are you doing, sir? Are you all good?
I'm pretty much good. Very good.
It's great to see you, man. Honestly, thanks for taking the time out of your day, for getting involved. As you can tell, I'm so excited to be talking to you. First of all, how are you feeling after yesterday? The event was crazy. How are you feeling?
Ooh, the event was crazy, my brother. The love was so real. Like, you know, having the industry together, talking about different stuff, and how, like, I'm like African music doing right now and everything. I got a time to tell them about my EP, playing to them, and the vibe was something different. You know, getting together is something very special because it gets you close to people, and that's all we need. We need sheer love.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. It was great to see, obviously, hearing a few of the tracks from the EP perform live as well. It was so exciting to see the reception that people had to the project. Just in general, you've been in the UK for about a week or so now, like moving around, like promoting the EP. How have you found your time over here?
Well, everything is good, honestly. Everything is good. I love all the support from different area, different people. Like, people here are so amazing and supporting me so much.
Amazing, man, amazing. Like, with the event yesterday then, obviously you were performing with the composers, which is always a cool thing to see. Like, how was that synergy live? It looked like there was so much synergy going on stage between the pair of you.
Well, I love the composers. Like, they know what they do. They know what people need. They know, like, they're very good. It's like, so it was so easy for me. We spent, like, I don't know, I guess like a couple hours, like, to get to know my songs. Apart from that, we rehearsed for just a few hours, as I say, and then we created a proper bond and chemistry on the stage, and we performed. Like, ooh, composers, shout out to them. They're amazing.
Amazing, man. I remember there was a point actually in the show yesterday where you started saying you guys are making me perform. Like, it was a really cool thing to be able to see. The energy was great, though, man. The energy was great. Like, how does that kind of differ from a normal show for you? Because obviously it was a much more kind of confined environment, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, like, there's a difference between a normal show and, like, you know, you have to play the soliciting.
Yeah, of course.
It's more people listening, like, singing to them. But, you know, the normal show, you get vibe and you feel like you, apart from you singing as well, you want to enjoy the music, you feel like you want to go crazy. And you know, when I'm on the stage, I don't play, I don't joke. So I was starting getting huge vibe. I was telling people, like, you know, I wasn't supposed to perform. Now you guys are making me want to perform now.
I remember, man, it was so good. And again, obviously I was out in the crowd. I had a camera kind of filming what was going on, and it was so kind of cool to see that back and forth that was going on as well. Like, kind of looking through the EP in a particular sense, like, obviously during the event you spoke at the end about how much support it's kind of gathering on a global scale, obviously, not just in Tanzania, also here in the UK, in Ghana, in Nigeria as well. Obviously, it's what you kind of always want with an EP, but did you expect it to kind of go as crazy as it's currently going?
Well, when I dropped the EP, as you say, like, that's what maybe I wanted, but then I think the love become more and support become more, and I'm super grateful for that, because, you know, it's blessing. Sometimes you may want something, you may not get it. So it's like, I'm so grateful. I want to thank everybody who's been supporting me and pushing me. The fans love the EP so much, and I can't even explain.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Again, with the EP, like, obviously it goes by the name First of All, and there's a real kind of feeling of this being quite a momentous kind of moment EP-wise for yourself. It feels like this is a big, big project for yourself. How long has this one been in the works in regards to knowing that this is what was going to be going on?
But first of all, as the EP say, I was working on my album. I'm about to do my album. So when I was working on my album, I recorded a couple songs and then found out that I've got a lot of hits. And I say, like, you know what? Before dropping the album, let me drop the EP first. And that's why we even call it First of All. It's like a teaser. It's like a start. Like, okay, let us give you that. Then the album's coming. But then, you know, to me, I take music very serious. So even if it's an EP, I don't play with that. I take it very seriously, because whatever that I'm doing in the studio, I would love my people to get them. I love my people to get, like, the message I have in the EP or the feeling that I had in my piece. So I want people to enjoy that. Yes.
Definitely, man, definitely. And I think it definitely does that job, and it makes like fans like me, for instance, very excited for when the album does come around as well, because if this is just a taster, then we're in for a wicked time.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, amazing, man, amazing. Like, with the EP, obviously, I've listened for it a fair few times. We've been supporting it here on the station near enough every single show, whether it be, obviously, the collaboration with Adekunle or other tracks off there. Like, there's been a few we've been really supporting, but I do want to talk about the features on there. How did you pick who you were going to be working with specifically for the project?
I'll be honest, like, you know, when I was putting the EP together, my team, my management, they didn't want to put any feature in the EP.
Okay.
It's like, no, put all of them in the album, let's not have any feature in here. Why don't you just give them all of you? But then I was like, I think like this, they're like, no, let's mix a little bit. So I was like, I was putting, I know, let's have, can we have, because I have this song, I love that, in Kulo, why can't we put it in here? Okay, let's have another Oka with Mbosso, let's have this one with Zuchu, let's have one, at least, so there's, I don't know, four collabs, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not really sure. So it was, and you know, as I said, while recording or getting done with my album, I recorded a lot of songs. So like, you get confused because you see all the songs are nice and you want to put this in the album, you want to put this in the EP. It was confusion. Then I was like, you know what? Okay, let's at least pick even four collabs and put them in the EP. It was that way.
Okay, interesting, man. Like, I think this is the thing. When you actually listen through the project, again, literally from just a listening perspective, it feels like it's one that's been so like crafted. It feels like it's been put together in such a specific way. And it's really cool to see. Like, how have you been finding, I suppose, more than anything else, kind of like the reaction at events such as yesterday to kind of people actually hearing the tunes, but not even, maybe even sometimes for the first time? Like, how have you found that as a process?
And like, the reaction is so good, you know. Honestly, I didn't even expect, you know. It's like when you drop the songs and in such short period of time, and people are, you know, when you sing, they sing with you. It's like they love the songs, like they go words to us. It was amazing, and I'm super, super grateful for that.
Amazing, man. This is the thing. It's really, really kind of cool to talk to you. I want to get a little bit technical. I want to kind of go into a musical element that I've noticed running throughout the EP very heavily. Every single tune on there has, I would say, at least one very catchy element, whether it be a kind of flute line, whether it be a kind of whistle, whether it be a kind of vocal melody. There's at least one kind of super catchy element to each and every tune. Is that something that you do kind of naturally without realizing, or is it like a process you kind of try to push forward with?
Like, you know, at the end of the day, when a person listens to your song, there must be something that can stick, like, in her or his mind. Like, there must be something that you leave it like a mark to. So it's like, if you have something that catchy, something that sweet, it makes people remember the song. Like, there's plenty of songs nowadays. So apart from having nice lyrics or something, or nice beat or whatever, there must be something that can stick to someone's head so that they can remember it. And that's why we call hits. So, like, you know, there's singing and there's making hits. I think those is one of the techniques when you want to make a hit. There must be something that a person, when you go home, will think about it.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's something that comes through in the EP, like, 100%, man. Like, again, when you've been kind of pushing these tunes quite recently, is there one that you look forward to kind of performing out of the current set that's already on there? Is there one that you kind of go, that's the one I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction to?
Like, what do you mean?
I mean, like, out of the current selection of the, like, this EP in particular, is there one that you kind of look forward to performing out of the full listing?
Yes, like, there's some songs I love. You know, you can have many songs, but it can be this song. It's like, I love performing this song. I'll tell you this, I love performing this Fine song. I love performing Fine.
I noticed it yesterday. I can't lie.
I love as well performing So Nice. Like, it gives me, like, I don't know, you know, there's some songs you can love them so much listening to them, but there's this some song sometimes you can be, they're so sweet when you perform. I love performing my, you know, like, you know, African Beauty, like, you know, there's this different, like, I said, like, because yesterday I said, like, you know, apart from giving them the song from the EP, let me add a little bit with some of the songs which are out here. Like, you see the songs which I've already released. That's why I played African Beauty, I played JJ, I played EO, like, Fresh. So there's some songs you love performing them. There's some songs you love listening to them.
That makes sense, man. That does make sense. And I've got to say, I remember hearing Fine yesterday. Actually, obviously, played that live for the first time. And it was such a cool thing just to see how much you looked like you were enjoying playing it. And I felt like that was something that the room was really kind of resonating with more than anything else. Like, I've got to say, the EP run's been so exciting to watch. What's kind of next for you? Because obviously, you're in the UK at the moment. Where are you headed off to next? I'm assuming there's another destination.
Yeah, I'll be going back home soon, like on the 23rd, I'll be going back home because I'm having another event there because I'm starting my tour, my forward tour. I'm going to be doing a tour as well for this EP. I go more hard on this one. You see, so I'm having a tour starting in Tanzania. Then after that, I go to Congo. Then after Congo, I go to Ethiopia, the different countries. So that's why we've been my move now while I'm finalizing my album before dropping that before November.
Amazing. I did hear a sneaky thing yesterday as well that you said you're going to be back in the UK for a big show, hopefully at some point in the near future. Is that definitely going to be happening?
Yes, because it's been like 4 years I never performing. 4 years, and you know the way how fan base has become more bigger. And much, you know, yesterday, like, before, when people hear that I'm gonna be playing, I'm gonna doing a listening party for my EP, like, it was like everybody wanted to come. I was like, guys, I wish I can host all of you, but I can't. You know, like, I wish I can, but then we're gonna have a big show. So the big show is coming. I'll tell you soon, and can't wait to see my people.
Amazing, man. I can imagine the vibe, especially after the tunes have been around for a lot longer as well. You know, these are tunes that are going to become so much more catchy over time. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, well, I've got to say, dude, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've got to say thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know yesterday got a bit heavy, so I'm very happy we managed to grab this before you headed back. But yeah, I've got to say thank you for jumping on. It's been an absolute pleasure, and honestly, the best of luck with the rest of the tour, dude. Thank you
so much. Appreciate it a lot.
Each and every time. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio. This is Breakfast with Kobe.
Leading the South's music culture, Trickstar Radio.